正道的题目是敬畏神的福。
弟兄姐妹平安，很高兴今天下午跟大家开始分享神自己的话语。
I come to share with you God's words.
刚才已经读过了五段的经文。
We have just read five scriptures from the Bible.
假如大家留意的话呢，五段经文都讲到敬畏耶和华。
You may have noticed it's all about the fear for the Lord.
而且在敬畏耶和华后面都提到神的祝福。
And it also mentions some blessings.
我们来到教会，通常我们想到相信神。
We come to the church because we believe in God.
我们可能想到跟从主。
Because we follow Christ.
但是我们有多少时间想到一件事情？
But how many times do you, it comes to your mind?
敬畏神。
The fear of the Lord.
这个敬畏神这样的一个观念在信仰里面是非常重要。
It's a very important concept in our faith.
我觉得在人一个国家一个人或者一个社会一个家庭，当他们敬畏神的时候。
An individual, a family, a society, and a nation, when it has fear for the Lord,
你会发觉本来很多很繁复、很复杂的事情都变得很简单。
You will find that many complicated things will become simple.
敬畏神，我们的国家蒙福。
Our nation is blessed if we have the fear of the Lord.
一个家庭一个社会敬畏神，这个家庭这个社会蒙福。
When a family or a society has a fear of the Lord, the family and the society is also blessed.
每一个个人敬畏神，那个个人蒙福。
When an individual has a fear for the Lord, he or she is blessed.
就是那么简单。
Simple as that.
我们在人生里面，我们发觉很多事情都是好像超过我们的能力，我们的智慧所能够掌握的。
In our life, many things are above our ability.
有时候做君王的，我们没有一个好像手册来教导我们来如何做一个君王，或者说一个领袖。
To be a king, there's no manual for you to tell you how to be a king.
所以真的很不晓得怎么来治理一个国家。
So a king actually doesn't know how to rule a country.
家庭也是。
Same as the family.
当那个男女来做要结婚要做个建立个家庭的时候，他没有一个手册来教导两夫妻怎么来建立一个美好的家庭。
When a man and a woman get married, there's no manual for them to refer to as to how to establish their family.
那我的儿子啊，终于向他女朋友求婚了。
Pastor's wife has eventually proposed to his girlfriend.
那终于我们家庭也开始才办一件喜事了。
So eventually, their family is getting ready for a wedding.
哇，原来很多事情要考虑的。
There are many things to consider.
我有时候看见他们两个、啊、还没有两口子啊，两个人在讨论这个婚礼的时候，就有很多不同的意见的。
Sometimes when they're talking about the wedding arrangements, a lot of disagreements come up.
我就觉得这就不简单了，这个还是开始而已。
And I was amazed.
所以好像这个事情会很复杂的。
Because it seems so complicated.
那人与人的关系也是这样。
The human relationships are the same.
朋友的人际关系。
The relationship between two people.
有时候很难来处理的。
Are very difficult to handle at some point.
有时候两个都是好人。
Oftentimes, both are good people.
都是一起来做好事。
Both come to do good things.
都会发生问题的。
However, issues arise.
因为没有一个手册来教我们怎么来面对人与人的那种人际关系。
Because there's no manual that teaches us how to handle such things.
那生一个 baby 出来了。
And then there comes a baby.
就更加了。
It adds to the difficulties.
没有 manual 的。
Because there is no manual for baby.
你买一个电冰箱，你买一个冷气机，买一个 iPad， 买一个什么，都有一个手册。
When you purchase a fridge, an electronic device, it comes with a manual.
是你生一个孩子，你就没有不知道怎么来养育他的。
But when you have a baby, there's no such thing as a manual.
这个小的时候还可以，还好。
When the baby was little, it was easier.
到他变成 teenager 的时候。
By the time he becomes a teenager,
你就开始头痛了，怎么办？
You have tons of headaches.
所以事情，人生其实是很复杂的。
Therefore, life is so complicated.
但是呢，
However,
敬畏神，
the fear of the Lord.
假如大家都敬畏神，
if everybody has the fear of the Lord,
那个君王敬畏神，领袖敬畏神，
if the leader has a fear of the Lord,
两夫妻都敬畏神，
if both husband and wife have the fear,
家庭大家都敬畏神，
and in the whole family, everybody has the fear,
你会发觉又变得很简单，
you find everything becomes easy.
有一位妈妈，
a mother,
她要做事情，
he works,
但是她的儿子就是在她旁边就烦着她，
her son was fooling around.
所以呢，她就想出个办法。
So she thought of an idea.
她就把一个杂志，一个剪出来，一个是一个美国的地图。
So she took out a map of the United States.
她就把它剪到一块一块。
And she cut it into small pieces.
然后呢，就请那个小儿子要把它重新这个美国地图再重新来组合，来放好它。
And she asked her son to put them back together as a map.
他以为了，那么这个孩子一定会花很多的时间才能够把那个美国的地图把它放对那个位置。
She thinks it'll keep him occupied for a couple hours.
然后他就可以专心工作了。
So that she can have some quiet time to focus on her work.
然后于是他去工作了。
So she goes back to work.
小儿子呢就在放那个地图。
And his son.Is playing with the map pieces.
他想不到了，很快那个儿子就来了。
Surprisingly, the son comes to her very quickly.
我说：“妈妈，我做好了。”
She says, "I'm done."
那么妈妈想的那么快。
She was astonished.
这个天才儿童啊，那么快。
She didn't know he was a genius.
哎，去看看。
So she.
结果真的，整个的美国地图了，就摆在那里了。
Yeah, the whole map was put together.
那个妈妈就问你那为什么那么快就完成呢？
The mother asked him, how did you do that?
那个儿子呢就告诉他。
The son said,
妈妈你不知道了。
Mom, you don't.
让我搜给你看。
I'll show you.
然后呢，他就把那个地图呢，一块一块的啊，地图呢，把它每一块都反转过来。
So he turns every piece around.
哎，每块反转过来的时候，他发觉原来是个耶稣的像。
Oh, she finds at the back of the map, it was a picture of Jesus.
原来那个儿子真是很聪明。
The son was very smart.
他先把那个耶稣的像把它弄好了。
He first put together the portrait of Jesus.
然后再一块一块把它反过来。
And then he turns every piece around.
就变成个美国地图了。
Then he's got.
原来就是那么简单。
That's how he did it.
他将一个属灵的一个角度来看呢。
From a spiritual point of view.
很多时候都是这样。
Many times.
当我们的心向准了上帝，敬畏他。
Once we're focusing on the Lord.
很多的问题就变得很简单。
Many problems are solved easily.
所以今天呢，我很想跟大家来思想关于敬畏神蒙福的事情。
So today, let us think about the fear of the Lord and the blessings come out of it.
我主要是讲蒙福，怎么蒙福。
We focus on the blessing part.
敬畏神怎么蒙福。
You have the fear of the Lord. How to receive blessings?
不过呢，我好像不讲敬畏神呢，就好像讲的不完整。
If I do not talk about the fear of the Lord, the message is not complete.
所以在前面呢，我稍微来点出简单的点出什么叫敬畏神。
So I will tell you briefly what it means to have the fear of the Lord.
那讲到敬畏神的时候，我觉得有三个代表的人物。
There are three representatives, personality which has fear of the Lord.
可以教导我们什么叫敬畏神。
From whom we can learn about the fear of the Lord.
第一个人呢，人物就是亚伯拉罕。
The first person is Abraham.
大家都应该知道他的生平的了。
Everybody knows about his story.
他最出名的一个记载就是在创世纪二十二章。
His famous story, you can find it in Genesis 22.
神吩咐他把他的独生儿子最爱的儿子以撒来献在祭坛上。
When God told Abraham to sacrifice his one and only son,
这件事情完全是超过亚伯拉罕所能够想象的。
It was totally beyond Abraham's imagination.
他的信仰，过去的信仰里面从来没有这样的一个图画。
In his belief and faith, there was no such a picture of sacrificing his son.
慈爱圣洁的神怎么会叫我把我的儿子处死呢？
How can the merciful holy God ask me to kill my own son?
这个没有可能的事情。
It is impossible.
跟我们的信仰、我们的想法、人情完全是不同，背道而驰。
It is totally against our faith and our sense.
但是当亚伯拉罕很清楚地听到这个吩咐的时候，知道这个吩咐的时候，
However, when Abraham clearly hears that order,
他就一步一步地来朝着神所吩咐的路走去了。
He takes step by step towards the goal where
其实他做了很多的事情。
He does a lot of things.
不单献上以撒，
Not only sacrifice.
他要找那个柴火，烧献祭的柴火。
He finds a.
他要上去山上。
And he goes up the mountain.
他要建造一个祭坛。
He builds the altar.
然后就把以撒绑在那里。
And he ties his son to the altar.
然后就举手要杀。那个以撒献以撒了。
Raises his hand with a knife.
然后天使出现。
At that moment, an angel appeared.
就对亚伯拉罕说，
which says to him,
你一点都不可以下手伤害这个孩子。
Do not hurt the kid.
然后下一句，他说，现在我知道你是敬畏神的了。
Next, he says, now I know you have the fear of the Lord.
这是记载创世纪二十二章。
It is recorded in Genesis 22.
请大家注意的一个地方。
You have to pay attention to one place.
就是天使没有说，我现在知道你有信心了。
The angel doesn't say, now I know you have the fear of the Lord, you have the faith.
甚至他没有说，现在我知道你是顺服的了。
He doesn't even say, now I know you are obedient.
他是说，现在我知道你是敬畏神的了。
He says, now I know you have the fear of the Lord.
所以，什么叫敬畏呢？
What does it mean?
敬畏就是当我们对我们的人生、对所发生的事情、对甚至对上帝的吩咐不理解的时候，仍然顺服。
Having the fear means when you do not understand what God is talking about, but you still choose to be obedient.
这就是敬畏神。
That is the fear of the Lord.
这样的人蒙福。
People like that will receive blessings.
这是圣经的应许。
It is a promise from the Bible.
另外第二个人物，
A second personality.
约瑟 Joseph.
It's Joseph.
他的特点是什么呢？
His characters.
他是个敬畏神的人。
He also has the fear of the Lord.
他最出名的一个地方。
His most famous characteristic.
当然，约瑟的人生是很丰富的。
He has a very rich life.
其中讲到他敬畏神的地方，
Many places reveal
是当他逃避他的祖母的引诱的时候。
One story illustrates his fear of the Lord is when he escapes from the seduction from the master's wife.
那个时候他其实他的人生遭遇到很大的挫折。
His life was
那个约瑟遭遇很大的挫折。
He has a great setback in his life.
他被他的兄弟出卖了。
Because he was sold by his own brothers.
卖到波提法那个官的家里。
He was sold to the family of a Potiphar.
他很忠心的工作。
He works very hard, faithfully.
主人就把他 变成一个管家。
And he was promoted to be a overseer.
但是呢，却被他的祖母看中了。
However, his master's wife wants to seduce him.
有一天，在没有人在旁边的时候
，When there was nobody around，
这个祖母要要他追抓住他，要他跟他行淫。
So this woman get hold of him.
但是那个乐师就跑了。
However, Joseph ran away.
他说：“我怎么能够这样呢
？”He said, "How can I do this?"
你的丈夫把所有的都给我了。
Your husband has entrusted everything to me except for you.
我怎么样？我怎么能够做这大恶得罪神呢
？How can I do such an evil thing to make the Lord unhappy？
啊，这个事情很，这个回答很特别的。
It is very special answer.
他说我，他不是说我怎么能够做这大恶得罪我的主人呢
？He didn't say how can I do such things to sin against my master.
乃是他说我怎么能够做这大恶。得罪上帝了，得罪神了。
Instead, he said, "How can I do such things to sin against God?"
所以他就逃跑。
Therefore, he ran away.
结果就连这个衣服都给那个祖母抓了，成为一个罪证，来把他下到监牢。
He ran away in such a hurry that his coat was left in the woman's hand, which was used later as a.
我想，越是做任何一个决定的时候，他非常聪明的，他做任何一个决定，他都知道那个后果。
Joseph is very famous for his decision-making process because he knows the consequence.
他都计算过了，但是他却宁愿敬畏神。
He is able to calculate the consequences. However, he still put the fear of the Lord in the highest priority.
宁愿得罪他的祖母。
He'd rather make his master's wife angry.
我说他都计算过了。其实他都明白。
He understands the consequences of refusing this master's wife.
他只是个奴隶。
He was only a slave.
他逃不过他的祖母的。
He could not run away from that woman.
当有问题发生的时候，他的主人会帮谁呢？会帮个奴隶吗？
When such things happen, his master will not help a slave.
他都知道的，那个结果他都知道。
He knows the consequence.
但是他说我不能够得罪神。
However, he still insists that he cannot sin against God.
这就是敬畏。
That is the fear of the Lord.
第三个人物。
A third personality.
是更加清楚了。约伯记开始的时候。
In the book of Job.
一开始就说约伯为人正直。
He said Job was righteous.
远离恶事。
He stays away from the evil.
敬畏神。
He has a fear of the Lord.
约伯敬畏神的特点在哪里呢
？The characteristics of Job's fear of the Lord is
就是他遇到极大的痛苦的时候
，when he has great sufferings，
不明白神为什么这样来对待他的时候
，when he doesn't even know why God is treating him like that，
他仍然不以口犯罪
，he still does not even sin with his mouth， with his words。
我知道没有一个人在痛苦的时候不会怀疑的，我们都会的。
Everybody that I know has doubt in their sufferings.
我们都是人。
Because we're all human beings.
在痛苦中
，in our sufferings，
在不明白的时候
，when we do not understand，
我们都有很多的思想
，we have a lot of thoughts，
我们都很多不明白
，we have a lot of，
我们都有痛苦
，we have sufferings。
但是约伯的特点
，however。Job's characteristics are
就是他在痛苦中却不以口犯罪。
He does not sin with his words.
这是他的敬畏神。
That is how he demonstrates his fear of the
Lord. 这个应该是很多的，不过我只是点出三点。
There are still many other people.
敬畏神是完全的听从上帝的吩咐。
The fear of the Lord is to listen to God's words.
敬畏神是怕神。
The fear of the Lord is to be afraid of the Lord.
尊重神。
Respect the Lord.
敬畏神，在困难中、痛苦中、失败中，不以口犯罪。
The fear of the Lord is not to sin with your words in sufferings, in setbacks, in difficulties.
好，现在我们来思想刚才所读的几节的圣经。
Let us think about the scripture verses that we just read.
第一段圣经就是敬畏耶和华是智慧知识的开端。
The first verse says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge."
就是箴言一章十七节。
The Proverb 1:7.
然后箴言九章十节。
And Proverb 9:10 says,
同样讲到敬畏神是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
哦，原来敬畏神的第一个的赏赐，蒙福。是有一种得到一种开端的智慧。
So the first blessing comes from the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge.
不晓得大家有没有好好想过这个什么叫智慧的开端
？Have you ever thought about what it means to be the beginning of wisdom?
那当我思想这句话的时候
，When we think about it,
我就想到其实在世界上有很多。并不敬畏神的人，他们都有智慧。
Many people in this world who do not have the fear of the Lord, they still have some wisdom.
我们比方说我们读那个《孙子兵法》。
For example, when you read the Arts of War,
孙子兵法充满了智慧。
It is full of wisdom.
然后呢，在图书馆，在卖书的地方，大家会看到很多很多书。书籍各方面的都讲到智慧。
And there are tons of books about wisdom.
很多宗教的经典都有包含了很多的智慧。
The tremendous volumes of religious studies which contains wisdom.
所以可见不是单单敬畏神有智慧。
Therefore, not only the people who has a fear for the Lord has wisdom.
不过敬畏神的人有一个开端，智慧的开端。
However, if you have the fear of the Lord,
you have the
beginning of knowledge.
什么叫智慧的开端呢
？What does it mean, the beginning?
我就想到这个历史上人生里面很多智慧就好像一条的河流。
Throughout human history, wisdom is like a river.
整个历史上的智慧，人的智慧加起来，就成为智慧的河流。
All the wisdoms over the ages come together to form a river.
所以，只要人愿意好好的思想，好好的阅读，好好的参考别人，都可以从别人的经验各样方面得到了智慧。
As long as you're willing to read, to ponder, to study from the others, you will gain this wisdom.
但是大家都知道
However, we know,
世界上的智慧
the wisdom of this world,
不是不错 不是错不是不好但是常常都有很多的杂质在里面的
It is not bad, but it is not pure
有时候都会伤害的
Sometimes it even hurts
有时候很自私的
Sometimes it's very selfish
好像我刚才讲那个《孙子兵法》
Like what we just mentioned in the Art of War.
孙子兵法是为战争带来很好的策略，很好的办法。
The Art of War provides good strategies for fighting.
但是当你胜利的时候
，However, when you win the battle,
就有很多人失败。
The other people lose.
一将功成万骨枯，就是
a successful general has many dead people under his feet.
这是很悲哀的事情。
It is a sad thing.
人生的智慧不是不好。
The human wisdom is not bad.
但是我们更珍贵那个智慧的源头。
However, the source of all the wisdom
就是那个开端的地方。
Is the beginning of the knowledge.
从上帝而来的。
Comes from God.
很清新的。
Very clearly.
这个很单纯的。
Very pure.
没有伤害的。
No hurt.
没有黑暗的。没有罪恶。
No darkness, no evil, no sin.
这是智慧的开端。
That is the beginning of knowledge.
大家明白这个意思。
Do you understand?
我们不是从世界的大千世界里面的种种的情况里面来吸收智慧。
We do not gain wisdom from things in this world.
乃是从上帝那里吸收一个开端的智慧，清新的、单纯的智慧。
We receive this. Clear and pure beginning of knowledge from God.
允许我讲一些关于我自己的事情。
Let me tell you something about myself.
我16岁的时候就信主。
I believed in Jesus when I was 16.
那个时候就好好跟从主。
I started following the Lord from that time.
改变整个人生都改变了。
And my whole life was changed.
每天我都会读圣经。
I read the Bible every day.
每天都祷告。
I pray every day.
好好对付罪恶。
I deal with my sins.
好好思考。人生应该怎么过
？Think about how to spend my life.
没有想过什么智慧不智慧
，Never thought about wisdom.
只是想到好好跟随主。
I only wanted to do a good job.
但是当我再回想我的人生的路的时候
，However, when I look back,
我发觉
，I find out,
我走在最蒙福的路上。
I've been walking on a path that is
blessed. 而且很多的决定都是很有智慧的。
And many decisions that I've made are full of wisdoms.
举个例子吧。
For example,
我初信主的时候，我问因为要好好传福音，我就辞掉我的工作，去一个福音机构里面工作了。
In the beginning, I quit my job in order to join a evangelical organization.
我的道路、我的方向、目标是很清楚的。
I have a very clear goal.
就是好好侍奉神
It was to serve the Lord
好好领人归主
To lead people to the Lord
结果呢从16岁信主开始到今天66岁了
From 16 to now when I'm 66
我发觉我的路很直的
I find I've walked on a very straight path
当那些人还在摇摇摆摆还在吃喝玩乐的时候
When all the other people were indulging in eating,
还在为很多的人生来争执，来就说想很多办法，我很多挫折，很多的情况出现的时候，我都已经一步一步向前走。
When they are struggling and dealing with all the nasty surprises, I have been walking towards my goal.
你知道有一句话，却胜于起跑点。这个在起跑点很重要。
We always say, we want to win at the starting point.
那这几十年，我一步一步，我发觉人生里面充满了果实。
Over decades of my life, I have found a lot of fruits in my life.
没有浪费时间。
I've not wasted my life.
你知道，很多人的生活是为还债的，还过去。的问题 出的问题的债人
Many people live their life to pay their debt.
但我却能够一步一步向前
But I have been taken step by step going forward.
我回想的时候，我觉得就跟这个很有关系。
When I look back,
敬畏神
I think it has a lot to do with my fear of the Lord.
再几个简单的例子
Another example.
我过去我一直来学习一个功课，就是付出。
I've been trying to learn the lesson to give.
这是圣经的教导。
It is a teaching from the Bible.
付出
to give.
这个舍去生命的就得到生命。
Those who give up their life will gain their life.
太多的保留反而失去生命。
Those who try to save their lives will lose.
我就很简单的付出，付出。
So I try to give, to give my life.
我发觉原来付出是个很大的智慧。
I find out, turns out to give is a Great wisdom.
因为那是丰富之道。
Because it is the way to have abundant life.
确实是这样。
It is true.
我整个的事工都跟付出有关。你越付出，你发觉你越丰富。
All my ministries are focused on giving. The more we give, the more we get.
我觉得这是好像我凭信学习来凭信心。走信心的路。
I learned to walk on the path of faith.
我发觉当我凭着信心向前走一步的时候
，When I walk in faith，
原来是海阔天空的。
I see the ocean and the sky.
你知道吗？有一句话说，退一步海阔天空。
There's a saying goes, if you take a step back, you see the ocean and the sky.
退一步海阔天空。
You take a step back.
这是人的智慧。
That is a human wisdom.
我发觉一个属天的智慧。
I find this spiritual wisdom.
一个有信心者的滋味。
The wisdom of a faithful person.
他是进一步开阔天空。
Is to take a step forward.
你凭着信心向前走。
You take a step forward with faith.
这是我从来没有想过的那种的滋味。
It is a wisdom that I never thought of.
这个不伤害别人的。
It doesn't hurt anybody.
反而是成全别人的。
It builds up.
当你付出的时候，就是成全别人。
You build up others.
清新的，良善的
pure, kind,
单纯的
simple,
那种滋味
that is wisdom,
敬畏神的人
the fear of the Lord,
这是第一个地方
that is the first thing I want to
mention. 第二个地方呢、
second,
箴言十章二十七节
in Proverbs 10:27,
第二个地方讲到呢敬畏神的人呢神会加添他的日子
it says the fear of the Lord adds length to life.
你知道什么叫加添他的日子呢
Do you understand what it means to?
我们知道长寿啊，不管你好人坏人，有些坏人都会很长寿的啊。
It is about longevity. Many bad people also have long life.
那些好有些好人都会很短命的。
Many good people live a short life.
因为长寿一般来说是跟你的基因很有关系。
Because longevity has more to do with your genetics.
假如你的爸爸妈妈可以活到九十岁、一百岁的话，你就很有机会活到九十岁、一百岁了。
If your parents live up to 90, 100 years old, you have a bigger chance to live.
还有跟医学啊、营养啊、你对身体健康的那种保养啊，都很有关系。
It's also related to medicine, to how you take care of your body.
我小的时候，年纪很小的时候，我看到那些五十几岁的人呢，我就觉得他们很老了。
When I was young, I saw people in their 50s are very old.
就很有种快要死的感觉了。
I thought they're about to die.
现在大家不会承认你五十几岁啊，就会快要死的，不会的。
But nowadays, we don't consider people in their 50s.
我不晓得现在报纸还有没有这样写啊？那个发夹老翁有没有听过？现在发夹老翁。
Have you heard about a phrase which refers to old people as a whitehead?
发夹是几岁？六十、
oh,
是不是？六十，有谁是六十的？你承认你是老翁啊，老妇吗？
Who
不会的。
60 years? Are you old? Do you agree you are old?
那今天九十岁八十几九十一百才是算是老。
Today, 80s and 90s years old people are considered old.
所以这个从基因啊等等会把人的寿命会加长的。
All the genetic studies could prolong our lives.
但是呢，圣经说敬畏神的人，他把他的日子加添给他。
However, the Bible tells us the fear of the Lord adds length to life.
这是一个恩典，这是一个应许。
It is a promise.
那更重要的，就是其实长寿寿命不一定是蒙福的。
On the other hand, a long life doesn't necessarily mean to be blessed.
有些人活得很久了，真的巴不得快点死去啊。
Many people live a long time, but they can't wait to die.
所以单单长寿不是蒙福。
A long life is not necessarily a blessing.
在以弗所书应许这个长寿的时候，他前边有一句的。
In the book of Ephesians,
就是在世得福。
It says, when it promises long life, it also
asks 长寿
to receive blessings.
这不是说敬畏神，这是说孝敬父母。
There it mentions long life can be added to people who respect their parents.
换句话说了，敬畏神，神让我们在世蒙福，而且长寿。
In another word, the fear of the Lord makes us receive blessings and to live a longer life.
这是恩典。
That is a blessing.
这个有什么重要呢
？Is it important?
我们常常一般有一种的想法，一般人有一种想法。
Usually has a way of thinking.
以为信仰是个包袱。
People always think that faith is a burden.
那在世竞争的时候，你越敬畏神，你越在信仰上越投入，你的损失就越大。
Because when you're competing in this world, the more you invest in your faith, the more you lose in the world.
你的生命就会更大的消耗。
The more you wear out your life,
你会有亏损。
You will lose.
所以很多人在信仰的那种生活上不敢去摆上自己。
That is why many people are afraid of giving.
这里提醒我们。
It reminds us.
不要怕消耗。
Do not be afraid of wearing.
不要怕尽力。
Do not be afraid of working hard.
上帝会补偿的。
God will add lengths to your life.
那其实呢，我常常都有这种挣扎。
I've always had this struggle.
因为现在我一个人要做很多的工作。
Because I have to work on many things.
有好几年的时间，我每天五点多就起来了。
Many years.I have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
有时候工作到六七点。
And work until 6 or 7 in the evening.
很多事情千头万绪。
Many things to take care of.
有时候都会想，应不应该保留一点，应不应该休息一点。
Sometimes I wonder, shall I reserve some of my energy?
我觉得，有一种的情况，好像那个但以理呢，他可以在一种超自然的违背一种自然的情况之下有上帝的保守。
In the book of Daniel we see that Daniel receives protection from God in a supernatural way.
我不是说我们要教他我们的身体。
I'm not saying we can destroy our physical body.
我不是说单靠神的恩典我们就可以乱来。
I'm not sayingrelying on God's grace,
绝对不可以。
We can,
但是在人生里面
however in our lives,
有些责任是我们必须负的。
A lot of responsibilities we have to carry.
有些担子是我们必须担的。
A lot of burdens we have to carry.
那时候我们不要怕。
At that time, do not be afraid.
敬畏神。
Have the fear of the Lord.
神会加添。我们的能力。
God will add length. God will add energy.
这是很重要的一种的观念。
It is a concept.
那第三，箴言十四章二十六节。
Proverb 14:26.
那里讲到敬畏神的人。
It tells us that he who fears the Lord
大有依靠。
Has a secure fortress.
大有依靠。
A secure
fortress.
Not only that, his children will have a refuge.
我觉得这句话给我们很好的提醒。
It reminds us.
原来我们敬畏神。
Our fear for the Lord.
圣经讲得很清楚。
It is clearly stated in the Bible.
我们的福气，我们的祝福会延续给我们的后代。
Our blessings can be passed on to our offspring.
敬畏神，我们的儿女也有避难所。
And our children will have a refuge.
这里圣经说，他没有应许说没有患难，没有难处。
It doesn't promise us that there's no difficulties.
其实人生里面很多的患难都可以是一种熬炼，一种生命的操练。
Many difficulties in our lives.
神没有把我们放在一个温室里面。
If God puts us in a glass house,
长得最好的这种植物都在风雨飘摇之中来成长的。
Oh, the strongest plants live in the wilderness in the rain.
我常常都为一件事情感恩，就是我有一个不是很顺利的童年。
I always give thanks to God for a difficult childhood.
给我很多很多的操练。
Which teaches me a lot.
人生里面信主之后也有很多不同的操练。
After I became a Christian, I've also had a lot of exercise.
但是很重要的。
It's very important.
就是我们的儿女有避难所。
Our children have a refuge.
这是恩典，这是加上去的，不是你自己有的，乃是上帝加上去的恩典。
It is an additional blessing from the Lord.
当我们敬畏他的时候，
When we have fear for him,
把我们的人生，把我们的生命来交付给他，
when、
交托给他的时候，
When we give God our lives,
他要让我们的家庭，我们家人能够蒙福。
He will bless our family.
我特别真的希望我们的弟兄姐妹，我们的朋友能够摸到这一点。
I especially hope you grasp this.
世界上很多的担子，很多的困难，很多的问题，是超过我们的能力所能够去解决的。
There are many burdens, difficulties in this life, which is beyond our ability.
但是你可以很简单的来把自己的生命交托给上帝。
However, you can commit your life to God.
你敬畏他。
Have fear for him.
让他来负责你的人生。
And let him take care of you.
又变得很简单。
And everything becomes simple.
我现在脚身一共有50几位同工，大部分是 full time 的同工。
Today they have more than 50 coworkers in their organization. Most of them are full time.
有些是单身的。
Some of them are single.
有些是有家庭的。
Some of them have families.
那昨天我跟一位弟兄交谈的时候。
Yesterday he was talking to a guy.
我可以感受到他的生活的压力。
He could feel his burdens.
因为他自己两夫妇之外，还有四个孩子。
Because this couple has 4 children.
他就我们在谈话的时候，他就他说他不怕，他愿意凭信心去过那个奉献的日子。
So in this conversation, this coworker said he had no fear. He wanted to live a life of faith.
其实当他说不怕的时候，我是很怕的。
When he said he was not afraid, Pastor Low was afraid.
为什么呢
？Why？
我怕我发不出薪水给他。
He was afraid that he cannot pay him well.
我怕他薪水不够。
He was afraid he.
我突然间发觉。
Doesn't have enough money.
当他凭信心的时候。
He find out when the
我是要凭着爱心来支持他的。
I need to provide him with love.
而我只是个人而已。
But I am only a human being.
我都会这样想。
I would think that way.
何况是神呢
？Let alone God.
所以当我们把我们的人生完全的交托给他的时候
，So once we put our life in the hands of God，
存这个心来敬畏他来生活的时候
，When we have to fear for him，
那他不会帮我们吗？
Wouldn't he help us?
所以弟兄姐妹各位朋友
So brothers and sisters,
其实我们可以学习一件事情
We will learn one thing.
真的把你的人生交托给那位创造你的上帝
To give your life wholly, fully to the creator of your life.
敬畏他让他为你负责
Have fear for him and let him take care of you.
信靠他
Rely on him.
向亚伯拉罕那他会负责你的人生，负责你的家庭。
He will take the responsibility for you.
我们都愿意为我们的孩子来做很多的事情。
We're all willing to do a lot of things for our children.
但最好的一件事情
，the best thing you can do，
就是我们敬畏神
，is to have the fear for the Lord，
让他们得到避难所
，so that your children will have refuge.
第四
，the fourth point。
第四是生命的福
It is a blessing of life.
生命的应许
A promise of our life.
那些敬畏耶和华的恒久之主
Which chapter?
箴言19:23
Proverb 19:23.
箴言19:23说敬畏耶和华的得到生命恒久之主不遭祸患
The fear of the Lord leads to life, then one rests content, untouched by trouble.
这是什么福呢
？What kind of blessing is this？
我们都知道，生命不是等于很多年日加上去就成为生命，不是的。
What is life? Life is not only the days in your life.
生命是一种状态。
Life is a condition.
我们都有生命。
We all have a life.
但我们的状态可能不同。
But we have different conditions.
我不知道你们的状态怎么样。
I don't know about your condition.
你们好吗
？Are you okay?
这句话很难回答的。
How are you? This is hard to.
很难回答的。
Very hard to answer.
说好也不是，不好也不是。
You cannot answer.
在人生里面有好好坏坏的交替的。
So good and bad, come and go.
我跟师母昨天去个餐馆吃中饭。
Yesterday, Pastor went to have lunch with his wife.
在吃饭的时候，那个 waiter 就走来跟我们聊天。
So when they're having lunch, the waiter came to talk to them.
其实是应该不准许的啊。所以他聊天了几句，有人就把他带走了。
So after a few words, he was taken away.
大概聊了几分钟。
We only talked for a few minutes.
他站在我们身旁。
He stood beside us.
他说他其实不知道我们是谁，他只是就是认得我们。
He didn't know who we are, but he could recognize our faces.
有一次他把一些水啊不留心就倒在师母的身上，我们就没有说什么，就过去了。他很感激我们。
Because a long time ago he once dropped some hot water on pastor's wife, but they didn't make a fuss.
所以每次去，他们都很喜欢我们。
So every time they went to that restaurant, they were very well treated.
这次呢，他告诉我们，他说他身体不好。
This time, this waiter told us he has health issues.
我说身体不好，你要看医生啊。
So pastor said you should go to see a doctor.
他说我没有保险，我不敢去看医生。
He said I don't have insurance.
很多人都是这样。
Many people are like that.
那个餐馆老板也没有给他买保险。
The restaurant owner doesn't provide him health insurance.
他说我怀疑自己有忧郁症。
He said I think I'm depressed.
然后我说你工作多少时间啊？
So pastor asked him how many hours
he worked. 他说从十点到晚上十一点。
He said I work from 10 in the morning to 11 in the evening.
哎呀，我觉得难怪他病了，这样长期下去。
No wonder he's sick.
这是他生命的情况。
That is the condition of his life.
当他想到忧郁症的时候，我就想到大概一两个月前所发生的事情。
When he thinks about depression, he thinks about something.
我们帮一个女人，她的丈夫就是忧郁症跳楼自杀的。
When they reach out to a woman whose husband killed himself, took his own life because of a depression.
在 Rhode Island.
In Rhode Island.
所以 Rhode Island 的教会打电话给我们说某某人自杀了。
And the church in Rhode Island called pastor, telling him about this news.
那我们就去照顾他在 New York 的那个家人。
So they went to reach out to the wife of this guy.
跟那个太太谈话的时候呢？
So when they were talking to this wife,
太太告诉我她的丈夫
she told pastor,
其实是很快乐，本来是很快乐的一个。
That her husband was originally a happy guy.
他在中国的时候还做了些做婚礼的时候那个主持人啊，就是要就是很开朗啊，谈笑风生的人才会做主持人的。
Because in China, he works as a DJ at weddings, and only eloquent and happy people can do such things.
他来到美国，他整个生活就起了变化。
After he came to the United States, his whole life has changed.
英文不好，他就
，English was bad.
去餐馆工作。
He had to work in a restaurant.
一段很长的时间，他常常回到家里都很忧愁。
He worked very long hours and got home to be upset.
原来呢，他的老板呢，常常骂他的。
Because his manager always criticized him.
然后呢，他就太太说没办法了，你要生活，你就要被骂都算了哈。
And his wife said you have to bear with it.
但他本来不是做洗碗的人。
However, this guy was not good at what he's doing.
他就转了几份的工。
So he changed his job many times.
常常都被骂。
And always criticized.
所以呢，我劝今天假如有人做餐馆老板的，不要随便骂人。
So today I
是不是啊？
I
会骂死人的。
I asked the restaurant owners do not criticize your employees.
我觉得是真的，人也是有尊严的，不能够随便骂的。
You cannot hurt people like that.
那个人大概是因为长期这样呢，就有忧郁啊。
So over many years of such a sad condition,
he developed a生命的素质。
It is not a quality life.
我们不单追求去生存在这个世界。
We not only try to survive in this world.
我们应该想到，我们应该有一个好的生活的素质。
We're also trying to have a quality.
假如是朵花，要开得灿烂。
If we're flowers, we want to bloom fully.
假如我们是人，会活得有力、有价值。
If we are people, we want to have
value. 怎么可以得到呢
？How do we have this value?
敬畏神。
To have the fear of the Lord.
得到生命。
To receive a life.
恒久自足。
And rest content.
不遭祸患。
Untouched by trouble.
这是上帝的应许。
That is a promise from God.
这是第四个福。
That is the fourth blessing.
从何而得呢？敬畏神。
Comes from the fear of the Lord.
第五
The fifth.
箴言二十二章第四节
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 4.
他讲到敬畏神会神让他富有。
It tells us that the fear of the Lord brings wealth.
有尊荣
And honor.
有生命
And life.
这是敬畏神的福气。
Those are the blessings from.
什么叫富有呢？
What does it mean to be wealth, to wealthy?
这是其实是很难回答的问题、啊。
It's hard to answer.
什么算是富有呢？
What、
现在在中国了，听说500万人民币的不算富有。
I heard that in China nowadays, it doesn't count to be rich if you only have $5 million.
其实，在很多人的心中，就算你有50亿的港币，也不算富有。50亿。
With many people.$5 billion won't make you feel wealthy.
为什么我这样说呢
？Why do I say that?
因为香港就是有这样的一个人，有几十亿，本来曾经有过几十亿的这种家产。
Because some people they've had that wealth.
但他不满足。
But they're not satisfied.
不知足。
They're not content.
他要争取800亿。
They want more.
结果他现在坐牢了。坐牢了，在监牢里面。
Oh, but now they ended up in prison.
什么叫富有
？What does it mean to be wealthy?
富有是很难说的。
It is difficult to.
有时候我觉得我很富有了。
Sometimes I feel very wealthy.
当我口袋里面有几十块钱的时候，我觉得很富有。
When I have dozens dollars in my pocket, I feel very wealthy.
富有也是一种生命的状态。
It is also a condition of life.
你敬畏神。
You have fear for the Lord.
他给你富有。
He makes you feel wealthy.
恒久自足。
A long-lasting content.
那就是富有。
That is wealthy.
那另外呢？生命我不讲，刚才讲过啊，长寿、生命的素质都是很好的。
We've talked about life just now.
我特别要讲的就是那个尊荣。
Now we have some talk on honor.
敬畏神的人。
Those who fear the Lord,
神要把尊荣加给他。
God will give them honor.
刚才我举的几个例子。
We've given you a couple examples.
记得吗？
Remember?
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
他有信心。
He has faith.
神，他敬畏神。
He has fear for the Lord.
他是非常尊荣的人物。
He was greatly honored.
他是信心之父。
As the father of faith.
越是神把他提升到那个宰相的地位。
Joseph was promoted to prime minister.
约伯
Job.
神在最后把他所有的加倍的来嫁给他
Was paid back everything, doubled.
叫尊荣
Those are honors.
有人说荣誉是第二生命
Some people consider honor as their second life.
赞不赞同呢
Do you agree?
人生不单单为生存而生存的。
We not only live to survive.
人应该追求个有价值的人生。
We live to seek a valuable life.
当我们敬畏神的时候
，When you have the fear of the Lord,
你会发觉你的整个人生都铺排的非常好的。
You find out your life.
你可以试试看。
Is well designed.
所有敬畏神的人
，All those
他做一个美好的人生。
They have a beautiful life.
人都看见他们的时候。
When people see them,
觉得荣誉，觉得尊荣。
They honor them.
我觉得这是我们应该追求的。
That is what we should seek.
最近我们角声的同工是箴言一篇一篇的读下去的。
Recently, the co-workers in their organization
started reading
proverbs. They read one proverb every day.
有一次我读到箴言里面很多很有趣的一种记载的。
There are many interesting sayings in the proverbs.
那有一天我们读到一个地方
One day I come across
他说大概的意思是这样
says something like this.
那些有钱有权的权势的愚昧人。
Those fools who has power and money.
人他见到他的时候。
When people see them.
会躲藏的，躲藏。
People hide themselves.
就是说，你虽然有钱，虽然有权，但是当人见到你的时候，都躲藏。
It tells us that even though you have power and money, but
你有没有觉得这个很可怕？
When people see you, they turn away.
假如我去到一个地方，所有人见到我都躲藏。
If I go to somewhere where people all hide,
这是人生太可怕了。
It is a horrible life.
但你不要以为这个没有事，没不会发生的事情啊。
Don't think it's not possible.
有很多人的人生确实有这样的一个结果。
Many people's lives are like that.
见到他就躲藏。
Whoever sees them.Turn away.
我希望我们不是这种人。
I hope I'm not one of them.
但有些人呢
？However, other people, some other people.
人很喜欢见到他的，
They're、
很、
like、
喜欢他的出现的。
Everybody likes them.
很受欢迎的。
They're very popular.
啊，这就是一种尊荣。
That is an honor.
我有时候很羡慕我的太太的。
Sometimes I envy my wife.
人家见到他很受欢迎的。
Because she's more popular.
我见到我是很平常的，可能见到我太多了。
Some people would hide from me.
好像有时候我每年都回香港。
Every year I return to Hong Kong.
可能回的太多了，大家都若无其事的。
Because I go back too many times.
有一年呢，我带着他回香港。
One year I took my wife back.
哇，很多很久没有出现的朋友就出现了。
Many friends whom
所以有时候很妒忌他。
Many people come out to meet her, so I was.
我觉得这是很好的一种人生。
It is a very good life.
敬畏神。
The fear of the Lord.
有尊荣。
Brings honor.
弟兄姐妹，好不好？我们来追求这样的一种人生。
Brothers, sisters.
不难的。
Let us live such
a life. 我再说。
It's not difficult.
人生的事情有时候很复杂。
Once again, I want to tell you, life is difficult.
家庭的问题有时候很复杂。
Family issues are difficult.
甚至在教会的侍奉，有时候也很复杂。
Even ministries are difficult.
那叫我们真的觉得很困难，怎么不晓得怎么解决
？We don't know how to solve the problems.
但是我们回到一个最简单的一个地步。
But let us come back to a simple point.
就好像我开始的时候所讲那个小孩子
，like the baby in the beginning of the sermon.
对准耶稣的画像。
The boy who is focusing on the
简简单单的敬畏神
out of a fear for the Lord,
然后你会发觉
you will find out
事情其实没有那么复杂的
life is not that complicated.
记得什么叫敬畏吗
What does it mean to fear?
亚伯拉罕的敬畏
Abraham's fear
是在不明白的时候，好像不合理的时候。仍然信靠神。
Is to rely on God when he does not understand.
什么叫敬畏呢
？What is fear？
约瑟的故事告诉我们。
The story of Joseph tells us.
敬重他，怕他。
To respect God and to have fear for him.
这是敬畏。
That is the fear.
约伯。
And Job.
在最困难的时候。
In the most difficult times.
在最痛的时候。
In the most suffering,
在最苦的时候
in the worst time in his life,
不以口犯罪
do not sin with his words,
默默地尊重神
silently respect God,
这就是敬畏
that is the fear of God,
敬畏的神的人
those who have fear of the Lord,
蒙福
have blessings,
我们一起低头祷告
let us bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，当人的话语停止的时候
，Dear Lord, when our words ends，
主啊，愿你自己继续的来牧养你的教会，帮助弟兄姐妹明白圣经的话语。
May you continue to pastor your church.
主啊，你差遣圣灵来光照我们。
Help us with your Holy Spirit.
主啊，让我们也有信心。能够与所听得到调和。
Give us the faith in accordance with the teachings you give us.
主啊，好让你自己的应许也临到我们的人生之中。
May your promises come into our lives.
让我们因为敬畏你的缘故，有蒙福的生活。
Make us to receive blessings because of our fear for you.
主帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
没有错过你自己的恩典。
Please help us to receive your blessings.
随听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.